quiet urge in the Midwest out there to stretch the evening steps past second story. Neighbors arguing again. Joe rips the guts out of the boss's truck. Says, screw the boss. Like a channel fish, he steps in my wake, palming the coil. Thinking to give it a toss, then thinking better, we corner it to the local liquors. Marlene's working the Friday night impulse shift. Half pints, jerky, 99 cent colas, generic smoke. She asks, Joe, gonna help you? He says, yeah. How about a fucking a beer? All I got is beer, the fuck's the home. Waiting for supper. Joe chuckles, pockets a box of reds. Twist open the cord at the door, leaving, he says, show me hot out here, Mr. Benny. She insides the joke, doubles over. Female troubles. What she hoped was PMS turns out to be cancer. Telling me she's lost some friends. Last month, the old man shows up again. This time he's diabetic. Sitting at home, hungry, waiting on supper. She says she's gonna serve candy bars tonight. We laugh. Surgery is next week. Relaxing on a milk crate, she drifts inwards, doubles over again. The night enters, buying wine coolers. When she isn't looking, I take some bazooka gum and head back out into the night. On the left, two gimme caps stand while the other urinates on a dumpster with a satisfied smile. Off in the distance, the cops nurse a wounded truck, missing a coil wire. Joe rounds the corner, disappearing into a crack pipe. Red lights. Think it's gonna rain tonight. Crack pipe. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody got any gum?